Here with head coach Jeff Roop of the men's and women's golf programs, talking Tiger Golf with the fall season in the rearview mirror and, of course, the spring and the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships coming up in the spring portion of the schedule. First of all, Coach, thanks for taking some time with us. Success was, one of the main mantras of this past fall. Your men's team win a couple of tournaments, including your host invitational. And then the women's team, top four finishes in four different invitationals. Talk a bit about the fall and, what your thoughts were of both your men's and women's performances overall.
The men's program, we've experienced a lot of success over the last couple of semesters, last couple of seasons, and I think that tradition is going to continue to carry on for a while. And the men's program had a good fall season. We were challenged against some of the top teams in the country and played some really good events and fared pretty well. We in golf, I think you always leave some shots out there, and we continue to leave a shot or two out there that might make the difference between top two versus top three versus top four. That type of thing, but they had a very successful year, and I mean we capped it off with a win at DePaul, and the A team finished first, the B team finished second, the top five players made all tournament, three of which were our guys, which one of them was on the A team, two were on the B team, so it shows you something about the depth and ability of the A and B teams, or I should say just all 10 guys altogether. The women's program, we once again are out pushing ourselves against some of the best teams, not only in the region, but in the country. And they fared really well. I mean, we've got three freshmen who were playing pretty consistently in the top five and two juniors who really anchored the top five. And we were able to really match up with some of the traditional powerhouses in the region. And, you know, the success we have has been reflected in the golf stat rankings. We're the best team in Ohio, according to the golf stat rankings right now. We're one of the top 25 teams in the country. So success is coming to both programs right now, and it's been pretty gratifying.
The men's program returns after a top 10 finish last year at the NCAA Division III Championships and returns a good collection of players from that team. However, like you alluded to, Coach, they're getting pushed from some newcomers. Talk about that whole process, what it meant during the fall, and how that helped, improve your team's overall abilities.
Yeah, I tell the freshmen when they're coming in, and this has been my standard line to all three classes that we've had, is I want the best people you ever see on the golf course to be the people you match up against every day in practice. And it's really coming to fruition this year where we've got 10 guys who are pretty interchangeable. Nine of the 10 guys have played in the top five, with the 10th guy finishing fourth, I think, in the last tournament we played at DePaul. So we've, from top to bottom, we're as deep as we've ever been. I'm sure of that. But it is a delicate balancing act trying to find the right person for the right day, for the right tournament, under the right conditions. And the guys are working really hard to try to secure one of those spots right now. From top to bottom, we're pretty deep, and with the top being led by Craig Osterbrock, who is one of the best players in the nation, bar none at this point. He's a top 20 player in the country right now and has put up as many rounds in the 60s as the program's probably ever seen, all the way down to who's ever playing number 10 that given day, who can come in and shoot par. So it's nice to have. It makes my job a little bit more difficult, but it's certainly nice to have that depth.
Talking with Jeff Roop, head coach of the men's and women's golf teams here at Wittenberg University here on the Tiger Sports Network. The spring campaign gets underway with a trip down south on the March 11th and 12th weekends. Coach, before we talk about the spring, the women's program obviously has the improvement that you alluded to with the three freshmen in the top five consistently. You return Ann Boosom, who won the city amateur tournament here earlier on this year. Talk a bit about this program and the steps you expect it to take now, especially that there's a North Coast Athletic Conference championship at stake.
Yeah, and I think that was a major selling point for the four freshmen that we brought in. Like I mentioned, three of them have been playing pretty consistently in the top five. The fourth one has been playing right around six most of the year. So they're talented young ladies, but it's been a building process, and it's something that I think the North Coast Athletic Conference championship helped to sell these young ladies on the idea that they can start competing for championships and league titles and things of that nature. So it's been nice to see the mix of old and new, and players who are stepping up their games, who have been here for a while because they know they're going to be pushed by this new crop of freshmen, and freshmen who are willing to come in and lead by example. And it's just been sort of infectious, and it's nice to see the growth of the program, you know, go from where we were when we started to now being someone who, you know, we get, for lack of a better example, we get the Sunday pairing sometimes, you know, where you get paired with the good teams. It's amazing some of the golf tournaments you go to, you get paired with teams of like abilities. Now we're starting to see us, you know, in the last groups or in the groups with the other teams that are very talented as well. So it's nice to see that respect, and it's nice to see that growth.
A Tiger team that gets set for the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships, essentially the same weekends as the men. Second to last weekend in April is a tournament up at Worcester, and then the following weekend you guys travel to Hiram. The men's and women's teams will be competing together. The men's team's NCAC tournament will be significantly shortened from where it was last year, and then, of course, the women's tournament will be the first ever. Talk a bit about that format, Coach, and what you're looking forward to having to play your best golf those two consecutive weekends.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit more pressure-packed, I think, that time of the year than it was last year. You know, last year we went into the third event with like a 25-shot lead, and we're able to add strokes onto that lead. This time, it's you know, there's going to be some pressure when you hit that first tee ball. You've got 90 holes with which to determine the champion. So the cream should rise to the top. But, you know, you're still going to have to avoid having that one bad stretch of holes. So for the guys, there's a lot more pressure, but I think it's pressure they welcome. It's something they're going to thrive on. We're going to have a chance to get up and play the golf courses a couple days in advance and really prepare just like we would for every single tournament. But this will have a little bit more meaning to it, which would be nice. The women, I mean, it's going to be a great adventure for them to get into this conference championship. There's I think six teams this year. We're going to add a seventh next year. It's going to be something where they can be excited about a year-end event instead of the year just sort of resolving to coming to an end without any real fanfare. Now they've got something really to play for. So I think there'll be added excitement for two completely different reasons on both sides of the golf course.
And as far as the run-up is concerned, you guys have a couple of familiar tournaments to get yourself prepared. Northern Kentucky always seems to be a staple on your schedule, Coach. And then, of course, you'll make a couple of trips southward as well to get yourself set. Talk a bit about this non-conference schedule, because it looks like you're going to see some more nationally ranked teams in the process.
Yeah, the folks at Ohio Wesleyan always put on a nice event at the Coca-Cola Invitational down in Savannah, Georgia. It's held at Hunter Military Airfield. And it's really a nice event put on by both the military and by Ohio Wesleyan. So that's going to be a really good event for us to get started, hit the grass hopefully in March and have some good weather to deal with. And then we come back, and Northern Kentucky has always proven to be a good field for both the men's side and the women's side. They're held at two different golf courses, two different weekends. But we always see some of the better Division II teams, some good Division III teams. So it's really a good way to sort of push ourselves without having unrealistic expectations where we should be, but push ourselves to prepare for that end stretch run when it really does matter. So it's all sort of a process of build up or run up to meaningful golf.
In the national championships, Guilford hosting the men's tournament and Oglethorpe hosting the women's tournament. Obviously, expectations high for you and this team to make a return trip for the men and maybe a first ever trip for the women.
Yeah, I imagine when you make it to one tournament, you know, people expect you to make it to every tournament. So that's the idea. I know we certainly are setting our sights on the national tournament, both on the men's and the women's side. And I think everything we do, from the work we do in the summer to the work we do in the fall to the work we do in the winter in the classroom on the golf course, we're always preparing for that end event. We're not going to look too far forward. I'm not making reservations at either place, you know, or anything of that nature at this point. But ultimately, you know, that's our outcome goal. That's where we want to be eventually. But we got a lot of work to do between now and then.
That work includes a rigorous off-season training schedule for your young men and women as they get set for the first event of the spring. Coach, talk a bit about what you expect from your men and women in the weight room, out in some of the practice facilities, in order to get themselves ready for the first time that you'll be swinging the club on the real grass coming up in the spring.
It's funny. I went from a decade ago when we started this, when I started this adventure in coaching golf, from really dragging people to the weight room and having to work on them, you know, as far as hitting golf balls during the wintertime, whether it was heated bays or indoors, or just reading the proper books and instruction, taking the instructional lessons, things of that nature. We're at the point now where these kids and young people are starting to even exceed my expectations, which is fantastic. You know, weights have become, weights, lifting, fitness has become such a huge part of the game of golf that most of them are committed to a program way before they ever even start talking to me in the recruiting process. And they continue on with that here, and they motivate each other, I think, in the weight rooms, conditioning. We do a lot of work together as well, but with 19 weeks to work with, we dedicate a lot of it to golf, a little bit together to conditioning and fitness. But year-round, they're committed to that endeavor. As far as hitting golf balls, I just talked to a local professional who's working with a couple of the kids. They're hitting balls in the golf room. They're out taking trips during breaks to different locations in the country so they can work on the game. They spend a lot of time preparing for the fall and the spring through their fitness, through their practice, through their instruction. So I don't really have to push them too hard in that area. They really are pretty self-sufficient, which is really nice. It's nice to have young people who are motivated.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to talking to you again in the spring, and we're looking forward to another very solid spring heading towards the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships in late April. Best of luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Head Coach Jeff Roop of the Men's and Women's Golf Program joining us here as we count down to the beginning of the spring schedule, which kicks off in the second weekend in March. You're listening to the Tiger Sports Network.